USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I watched that beautiful ship floating in today into, weeks ahead of schedule, almost 4 weeks ahead of schedule into New York Harbor.
President Trump in the Rose Garden at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, talking about the USNS Comfort arriving in New York City. The vessel and the members of the military on board will be able to support local hospitals dealing with corona cases and be able to treat up to 1,000 patients with other ailments.
And I watched the Mercy floating in to Los Angeles almost a week ago. They are stocked. They are really ready to go. They're stocked with both talent and tremendous amounts of equipment. The Navy and everybody else involved, they got it ready so fast. It's just incredible what they can do. They've geared up. That's why, I am so impressed by the people involved. Mike and I were talking about it before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Continuing now with our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, we are closely following the economy, Wall Street, and gas prices. The Dow gaining 690 points, the Nasdaq up 271, the S&P 500 up 85. As for the price you pay at the pump,
gasoline prices have dropped 12 cents a gallon for a nationwide average of $1.97. That is the lowest since 2016. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is expected to go even lower this week.
Average gas prices will likely continue falling as much as 25 to another 50 cents per gallon, with the most expensive states, including California and Hawaii, likely to see the biggest drops.
The national average is a 73-cent drop from last month.
Average prices now stand 73 cents lower than a month ago, as the drop in gasoline demand has precipitated a large drop in gasoline prices.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A popular host on Fox Business shown the door after a statement she makes during the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
When her show was shelved on March 13th, the Fox Business Network says it was just taking prudent steps to limit staffing levels during the coronavirus pandemic. But now Trish Regan is out of a job at the Fox Business Network. She had captured the attention of many for a segment that had aired earlier in March, suggesting that liberals were purposely overstating the effects of the spread of the virus so as to discredit President Trump. Regan worked as a business news correspondent at CBS, CNBC, and Bloomberg TV in the past. She arrived at Fox Business in 2015 and jumped to primetime in 2019.
And more now on social distancing during the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump says lives will be saved by extending the administration's coronavirus social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
This is based on modeling that shows the peak in fatalities will not arrive for another 2 weeks. The same modeling also shows that by very vigorously following these guidelines, we could save more than 1 million American lives.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Monday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
We're now testing nearly 100,000 samples a day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.